Today's opening theme music comes to us from Raiders of the Lost Ark and is the main song for the hero of the movie, Indiana Jones, played masterfully by Harrison Ford. Since the first appearance in 1981, Indiana Jones has become a worldwide star and one of movie's most revered characters. So staple down your fedora, dust off your leather jacket, and have your bullwhip ready. Please help welcome our archaeologist of action, Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Russ. And I got to tell you, man, never in my 20 years of doing this work have I ever heard such an introduction incorporate the word archaeologist and fedora at the same time leading into a talk just like this.
Well, I aim to please.
Well done for you, my friend. Well done. So good morning to all of you from coast to coast. You know, it's always a pleasure for Russ and I to bring these calls to you. But boy, I tell you, Russ, you always have a great way of teeing up our calls. You know, Indiana Jones, I grew up with him as being one of my incredible heroes, Harrison Ford being an incredible, absolute champion for everything that was synonymous with Indiana Jones. And you know, of course, it's adventure, right? Yeah, challenge, and even mystery. But at the end of the day, what was really gratifying about watching him was his idea of fulfillment. It was never getting the crystal skull. It was never getting the jewels from the Temple of Doom. It was never getting the actual lost ark. The fulfillment of being Indiana Jones, of being him, came out of adventure, challenge, and mystery. It was the pursuit of, in fact, finding the treasure, finding that lost artifact. And the reality here is that for us as real estate investors, we've got to really understand one thing real clearly, is that once you get what it is that you want financially, it actually no longer becomes about the financial rewards that come with real estate success. It's actually the journey. And what's that journey? Well, it's full of adventure, challenge, and even mystery. So let me explain what I mean. When you take, for example, someone who said to us over 20 years ago, heck, I'm going to join this thing called RAIN. And the reason why is because I want to get the education, analysis, and research so I can become a successful real estate investor. And so they do. And sure enough, after learning from Don and learning from RAIN and getting the coaching and mentorship they needed, they bought their first property. In fact, they learned how to join venture and collect some money, raise some money. Heck, now today they might be championing a 20, 50, 100 door portfolio. And when you ask them today, what is it like? Do you know that one of the last things they'll point out is the treasure on the shelf? Is that rare artifact in the drawer? That framed, very last multi-million dollar check? It's nothing but financial. It is the adventure. It's the challenge and the mystery of knowing that there's things ahead that are unknown. The absolute exhilarating adrenaline rush of knowing that the deal around the corner is going to be the most exciting one yet to date. So knowing that, you've got to consider that when it comes to real estate investing, and even when you turn that into a business, where we've called it real estate investment business and being an owner, what you really got to consider is that this is really about planning for what comes next. What I'd call it is succession planning. Did you ever notice that even in the last installment of the Indiana Jones trilogy, which ended up with the Crystal Skull, is in fact he's still doing the same old thing. He's never really truly retiring. He's still being chased or chasing others. And although I know that this is a very fictitious character, it was very symbolic to understand that the undertone that Steven Spielberg was really trying to aim for, what Steven Spielberg was really trying to communicate, was that as a boomer generation, that is what he belongs to and Harrison Ford belongs to, never rests. They're not too old to jump on a horse or fly a plane. They're not too old to, in fact, face a challenge, and no matter how daunting it might be, to, in fact, be brave and courageous even in the face of uncertainty, to be able to, in fact, in the spirit of adventure and challenge and mystery, seek what there is to seek and be fulfilled however that might show up. Succession planning is the act of planning for what comes next. And so for you, each real estate investors on this phone call, you've got to consider something. As you go out there and talk to friends and family, neighbors and associates, the colleagues you work with at work, or the folks you borrow money from or wish to, in fact, have invest with you, consider the next conversation isn't so much a financial one. It's actually, in fact, a life planning conversation, saying, hey, you know, if you were to retire and you had nothing else better to do, what would you do with your time? You know, that was the basis of how myself, along with David Franklin, launched an NBA pension plan with Juwan Howard. It wasn't about where you're investing your money. It wasn't about how to get yourself into real estate deals at a really great rate. It was about how are you going to invest your time? How are you going to invest your energy? And where are you going to get a sense of fulfillment from when you're no longer playing the sport called basketball, when you're no longer in love with the chase because you're no longer a part of the race? So you see, Indiana Jones is an incredible, incredible metaphor for you to understand that you yourself have got to feel like a bit of an adventurer. You yourself must see real estate and the pursuit of buying doors or building joint ventures or raising capital as a challenge. But you've got to also embrace the mystery that's involved in it and see all three of those things as the source of fulfillment. Because if you really aim to where we left off last week on the realities around fulfilling your beliefs, which is a financial conversation, no. That's the fuel to fulfill on your beliefs. But the beliefs is not about the money. The beliefs is most of all about where you want to be, spiritually and emotionally and physically. It's with family and friends. It's with your health intact and the love of the others that you love, in fact, more. It's being able to have that at your disposal. So you see, fulfillment isn't about the trophy, and it's not about the crystal skull, and it's not about the lost ark. It's about being able to do all those things with a sense of power and grace, with some fun and ease. That's real estate investing for us here at RAIN. That's what being a real estate investor is about for us at RAIN. It's not about rising to the challenge and achieving the ROI of our dreams. It's about living the life of our dreams. When I look to my friend Russell and seeing his beautiful bride, Corrine, and having the chance of meeting his kids at the Last Acre in Vancouver, I looked in their eyes and I saw this immense pride when they watched Russell Westcott take the stage for a sellout crowd at our Acre program, as he not only shared his message and his ideology and his methodologies on all the things we know he's synonymous with when it comes to being successful in real estate, but it was where he grounded his motivations in and shared that it was not for the money and it wasn't for the idea of achieving a great immense amount of wealth in the real estate world, but it was about fulfilling on his dreams and aspirations as a family unit. And I got to tell you, folks, everyone in the room just paused. There was a palpable pause in the room. It was emotional, it was potent, it was clear, and it was sincere. And in that precise moment, you realize that here's a guy, Russell Westcott, who made it his life mission to embrace the adventure and the challenge and the mystery of failing and succeeding in real estate in the spirit of making and giving the best he can to his family. And I got to tell you, as I looked into the eyes of those kids and saw Corrine as I embraced her as a hello, I know they know that, and they champion him on. They cheer him on. So as he jumps on planes and heads in and out of hotel rooms and in and out of banquet rooms and in and out of our facilities and the 80-plus seminars that we do, he is Indiana Jones. And what he's looking for isn't treasure and isn't the crystal skull. It is by producing every day a new return on his investment of time to bring him that much closer to realizing the real estate results that he wants, which isn't just about an ROI, and it's just not being about financial. It's about all those things to produce the sense of fulfillment so that when the day comes when he heads home and his wife and his kids, all grown up now, ask, for all the years you put into that wonderful hard work called RAIN, was it worth it? What won't come out of his mouth, and I can almost next to guarantee it, it won't be about the number of zeros that come behind his net worth that he'll be able to champion and be applauded for. It'll be about the next level of memories he'll now be able to afford to build alongside with his family and for his family. And I know that because I know that's what he stands for. I know that's what Corrine is counting on him for. I know that's what the kids are counting on him for, and that's why they stand behind him. So when you talk to your friends and when you talk to your family, and if I were to look at them into their eyes and I ask, why is your husband, why is your wife, why are your kids, why is your friend in real estate? They're going to turn to me and say, it's not for the money. It's for the adventure, the challenge, and the mystery I know he loves. I know she wants. And it'll be great to see how wonderfully successful they'll be because, gosh, they deserve it. And when you start to circle around with your friends and family that way, when they begin to see that you're paying a service not just to yourself and those you're surrounded with, when they begin to see that you're not taking a stand for just building a real estate portfolio built of buildings and commercial plazas and joint venture partnerships and limited partnerships, it's not just about all that stuff. It's about being able to say, hey, I'm taking a stand for really helping people understand that whatever comes next, we can plan for it. We can make real estate be a part of it. And it will not only be financially rewarding, I guarantee it, but it will also be personally and internally fulfilling, because that's how we look at real estate, just like Indiana Jones. Is it dangerous? You bet. Are there disappointments? Absolutely. Will you get dirty? You can count on it. But in the end, we will rise victorious. Why? Because real estate is just one of those things that if worked with, dealt with, and related to carefully and with proper diligence, it will never let you down. Russ, back to you.
Wow. Thank you very much for those kind words, Richard. That was, touched me very deeply. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Russ. And I think in the spirit of this week, I think everyone else should be touched by that story. And if you haven't had a chance to really listen to what I said about Russell and the way in which he presents himself, his love and emotion and commitment to his family, perhaps re-listen to this as a way of a recording. And for this week, perhaps consider, right, Russ? Everyone can, in fact, sit back and say, hey, what would I want my friends and family say about me after having been successful in real estate? If 5 years from now I fulfilled my beliefs, what would I love to hear my friends and family, my loved ones say about me? And I want you to get present to that, because that's what would be worth being motivated by. Not just the money, because the money will come and go, but about what it'll really truly mean to you and to them.
And the key thing to that message is to have that designed in advance of what you want people to say about you, and then you now have to start living it every day up to that point.
You bet.
Wow, wonderful. Fantastic message. And I'll tell you what, Richard, just as a personal aside, when somebody talks about me and gives me a compliment, I have a challenge. Sometimes listen to it. Sometimes I make a joke about it. But I just was very open to those very kind words that you're giving me, and I wanted to thank you very much for that. So,
well, you deserve them, Russell, and I appreciate you acknowledging that, because hearing good things about ourselves, we're not trained, folks. We're not conditioned to listen, and we're certainly not always open to hearing them. So, Russell, wonderfully done. Thank you very much for saying that.
And we have to make sure that we're all have a feeling that we are worthy of those compliments, and thank you.
Yeah. Well, maybe now we got to hug, you and I. So maybe we should get off this phone call and just do a big man hug.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone, today. By showing up and fully participating in these weekly calls, you will uncover those hidden gems, just like Indiana Jones. If you have any questions, you can always call the RAIN office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.